Welcome to RVA Connected with Anna Sothen, the podcast that brings local communities and businesses closer together in Richmond, Virginia. Anna will guide you through the vibrant intersections of RVA's entrepreneurial spirit, community relationships, and the latest insights and strategies for your RVA business. Get ready to feel connected to the heartbeat of our city's small businesses. Here's Anna Sothen.
This is Anna Sothen with RVA Connected, and I am super excited. One of my beautiful and dear friends, Shannon Springer, is with me today. And let me tell you, this woman is a powerhouse. So you are just going to get so much information from her just about how to show up in all the things and do it well. That's the other part. You do it really, really well, at least from my perspective. You appear to be doing it well. So welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
I'm so excited to be here, Anna. Thank you so much for having me today. Can't wait to do the podcast with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So you are Shannon Springer and you own the Springer Agency. That's correct.
That is correct.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
So Shannon Springer, again, like you said, we own an insurance agency primarily focused here in Virginia. We have three offices here, South Hill, Virginia, Keysville, Virginia, and we also have one in College Station, Texas. We recently expanded to that market in the past year, but I'll tell you more about that later. Own it with my husband. We are second generation. We were founded 35 years ago by my mother-in-law, who also powerhouse back in her day. She has since retired and enjoying the retirement life with her grandkids. So that's nice for her. But yeah, and we focus on insurance, all things insurance.
All things insurance.
All things insurance.
And people don't realize how important insurance is until something happens, right? The tree falls on your house or you run into, your child's caretaker's car in your driveway. Not that I had a friend who did that.
That's not at all.
But so talk to us a little bit about, and if you can, I know it's a much bigger topic than that, but like the importance of having insurance, but more importantly, having somebody who can sort of tailor that experience to what it is that you're looking for.
I think you said it right there. And that is what we here at Springer Insurance pride ourselves on. We are just not here to sell insurance. We are here to guide our clients, give them advice, be there for them in the event that something happens. And that is really what we do. We take in and we look at their families and their what they have, you know, house, toys, second houses, et cetera. And we look at that holistically and say, okay, this is the best advice that I can give you on the best way to protect your family as well as we can. Because God forbid anything happens. Right. And God forbid it happens with someone who isn't insured properly. We want to make sure that we can at least take care of them on our end.
Yeah, that's important because that does happen, unfortunately, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we are hearing more and more, unfortunately, people say, well, then I'm just going to pay the $500 uninsured motorist fee with DMV. Happening more and more. And that means that when my client, you know, gets hit in their $150,000 Mercedes or whatever it might be, guess who's paying for that?
Right.
Not the person that hit them. So.
Right. Yeah. I had my neighbor across the street, her son was in a pretty serious car accident where somebody, they were racing on Hull Street. And so they flipped their car and hit him head on. And that person didn't have insurance. So their insurance had to pick up everything because the other the person was uninsured. So
yeah, exactly. And that's one of the hardest ones right now. You know, we're seeing, unfortunately, more and more children who are doing things in cars, you know, speeding down roads that they shouldn't be speeding on. You know, it happened right around the corner from us on Old Gun. And those parents can be liable for the mistakes that their children are making, you know, on a bigger scale. And we hate to see that without the proper protection.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just exactly what that is. It's just protection in what happens. Cause especially when those situations happen, like you don't know what to do. Right. So being able to have somebody who that you can give a call and say, hey, this is what just happened to me. And that person to be so knowledgeable and be able to say, okay, this is what we need to do, right? So have that partnership where you know that that person is taking care of your best interest and taking care of you at the end of the day, so that you, that's not one more thing you have to worry about, which I think is huge.
Yes. And we want them as clients for life, and then their family, and then their kids and everyone else. So
right. Absolutely. Well, you guys, you mentioned it, right? So this is a second generation. Mm-hmm. You guys have been in business for over 30 years. So talk to us a little bit about that, because how does that happen, right? I mean, how does that look? What does that process look like for you to come into and step into, for lack of a better word, somebody else's shoes?
And they were big shoes to fill.
They were big shoes to fill.
You know, a lot of people know that this is my second career. I was in mortgage banking prior to this. I was an executive at one of the larger lenders here in town. And I think that that really kind of segued into what we were doing here. I worked with lots of different loan officers and processors, and it's really not that different because they were our clients. We used to be an independent nationwide agent, or an exclusive nationwide agent, excuse me. And now we are an independent agent, which means we represent 8, 10, 12 carriers. We don't want to represent 30. We don't want to represent 40. We want to represent a good strategic, you know, dozen or so that we can partner with, that's best for our clients. And I think that given my background, I came in 2018 when my mother-in-law was retiring, and it was our opportunity to say, okay, what is our business going to look like over the next 10, 15, 20 years, short term, 1 or 2 years, 5 years, but where do we want this to go? And what do we want to do with this? Technology wise, you know, my husband, he is hugely into the technology piece of this, but at the end of the day, it's the basics that have been able to sustain us. The customer service, the being there for our clients. You know, we always like to say we're sort of a concierge niche. You call my office, guess what you get? Someone on the phone. Yeah. First and final, right? You get me, you might get Nick, you might get whoever. You don't get a voicemail that says press one and we might get back to you at some point. You get a live person. And nowadays, there's a lot to be said for being there for your clients just for a 5-minute conversation.
So, absolutely.
So we can do the technology. We can put out the education. That's another thing. We're starting an education series, Springer University, quick 20, 30 second snippets of all sorts of topics as it relates to insurance and life and benefits and commercial. And it's been really nice to be able to drive our clients there and say, okay, you have a question about something, here you go. Here's somebody talking to you a lot. So
that's amazing. And I love that piece. I love the education, right? The more educated we are, then the better decisions we can make, right? And a lot of people get stuck. I'll admit this, right? So I bought my house. I don't know whoever reads all those documents, but there's a lot of things that we purchase in life that are necessary, you know, with our home insurance and things of that nature, where you just don't read through the documents because there's so many documents to read. Right. And then it's like reading Greek. So having a trusted person on the other end who has your end goal in mind, knows exactly what the goal is that you want to accomplish, and they know where to go. But I want to go back to the captive versus non-captive, right? Because mm-hmm. there's benefits to both.
Sure.
But looking at it from my perspective, and I'm not saying that being a captive agent is a bad thing, but I think when you can go to an agency where they have several different, they have vetted, they know that they're good carriers, they know that they, all of those things, to have choices, I love having choices in life versus saying, this is the only thing that you can do. And then you're stuck between a rock and a hard spot, whether it's a good thing or not, especially, right? So talk to us a little bit about being a captive agent versus a non-captive agent.
So much more, like you said, choices. People love choices. Yes. You know, we always joke that if you have, what is it, gold, platinum, bronze, or whatever, you're going to choose one of those. That's kind of what we say. If I give you three choices, you're going to choose one of mine. If I give you one choice and somebody else gives you three choices, you're probably going to choose one of theirs. Correct. So it has been, it has been really great for us. Not that we weren't successful in the exclusive model or the captive, if you will. But it has been really nice to be able to have other outlets for our clients, because as you all know, not everybody fits into the same box. We're right. all different. You know, there's $200,000 houses and there's $1 million houses. There's, you know, $50,000 cars and there's $150,000 cars. So it is really nice to be able to give our clients choices, especially in our current environment where rates are increasing crazy. And I always like to put this PSA out. Everyone, agencies, do not set rates on home, auto, umbrella insurance. We do not set rates. The carrier set it and give it to us. So I always like to say that.
I was just going to ask that question because you and I had that conversation the other day, right? It's, and I've seen it a lot. Like if you just go onto Facebook, there's, you know, probably every 10, 15 posts, oh my gosh, my insurance just went up, you know, let me shop around. Now, the caveat to that will be, yes, perhaps you could shop around and find a better rate that gives you, as long as you have the same coverage, right? Because sometimes they're not comparing apples to apples, right? So there, yes, you may get less coverage, but now instead of having, you know, a golden apple, you have a green apple, right? And you think that you're getting the same thing. So shopping rates can be helpful, but make sure that you're having a conversation about that your coverage is either staying exactly the same or it is better than what it was before.
Yes, absolutely. It is amazing how many people we have said, well, I'm just going to shop. And we're like, okay, well, let us shop for you. You know, we can do that for you. Okay, well, I'm still going to shop on my own. That's fine. And then we get over a quote or a deck page and, you know, they're going from $1,000 deductible on their home to a 1%, you know, deductible, which could be $14,000-$15,000. It is, and they don't even, of course the premium's $3,000 lower, right? Like you've done what you said and you've now, you had apples and now you've got bananas. So make sure, and we say, we're more than happy to say to our clients, you know what, if you find something much better than what we're giving to you, hey, let us take a look at it. I'll give you an honest opinion. Because again, we're in the business to sell insurance, but we're not in the business to put someone in a product that isn't for them and that is going to be problems for them later. I want you as a client for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think those open and honest conversations are super important, right? So knowing that you can go to somebody and they're going to tell you how it is. And I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever had it, but I'm sure if somebody came to you and you're just like, no, that's a pretty good rate and that's a pretty good product.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you're good.
It happens all the time. Like you've got a really great thing going, you know, I wish we would love to take your business and your money, but this is a really great product. You might want to just stick with it for a while.
Yeah. I think that's I love that. So let's go back to the answering the phone thing. Because that's probably one of my biggest pet peeves. Yes, when I call a business, I'm calling because I want to connect with them and I want to help them grow their brand and their recognition in the communities. But I have found that when you call a business, 9 times out of 10, nobody is picking up the phone. And that is absolutely maddening. How can you service the clients you have or get new clients if you don't pick up the phone? It drives me bananas.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. But that's super important to you guys to have somebody there that you can actually talk to, a real life person, and get the answer that you need. Like you said, even if it's just a 5-minute conversation, just to check in versus answering, because it's easier. It's easier to send them to an automated system. Press 1, press 2. I didn't understand what you said. I just pressed 2. You told me to press 2. Yeah. Please repeat.
It is absolutely so much easier to do that and probably a little more cost effective. But the reality is it doesn't help my clients one single bit. Their time is valuable, just like ours is. And we want to be able to help them. And so that is one of those things where, you know, when you look at things as you evaluate your business over the years, that is one thing that we will probably never do away with. And we are here till 7 o'clock. So we're 8:30 to 7 Monday through Thursday, and then 5:30 Friday, and then 10 to 1 on Saturdays. So
I love that.
Because again, we understand that sometimes people need to do business on Saturdays. They need to do right. business at 6:30 after they've left work or they've dropped the kids off at whatever, and I need to call in my insurance company and get some answers to stuff. We're here for them.
I love that. I love that. Those are unusual hours.
Yes.
I think, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So they work. I love that. Yeah. So let's talk about being a boss babe. How do you like that term?
It's great.
Ladies and
gentlemen, I'm in a lot of good company. There's a lot of us out there, if that's the term we're going with.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yep. I've rendered you speechless. I didn't even think that's possible. You did. Love it. Well, no. So like, you know, as a mom, as a wife, as a business owner, there's a lot that goes into that. So tell us a little bit, because I want to really connect with the women listeners that we have, like, how do you do it all? And what does that look like for you?
That's always a tough question, because we do a lot, right? As bosses, as women, as mothers, as all of that, it's a lot of it rests on our shoulders. I would love to say that it's all me, but, you know, we all generally have our circles that we run in. Here at our agency, I've got a fabulous team of boss babes that work for us that are able to continue our agency. We've been able to strategically hire and to put the best people here. You know, we've all got our girlfriends outside of work that are there for us in if we need them. Yep. You know, my kids, that's always been ever since I left corporate America, that has been a huge priority of mine. You know, before I got here, I traveled 5 days a week when my kids were young. And that was kind of one of those things where I said, all right, well, I'm going to be there for my kids as they get older and need me more, sporting events, coaching them, et cetera, et cetera. But I think ultimately it's about balance.
Yeah.
It's about balance of your work life, your family life, things that you've got going on, things that you want to do. But I am also a 4:30 a.m. riser. So I have a lot done before a lot of people are up, and, you know, and I'm also a taskmaster. If it's not written on a list, it generally doesn't happen in my life. If it's not in my calendar, it tends to not happen. So all about the management of calendar time things. So.
Absolutely. I love that. So because I'm very open and honest with people. I'm like, if it doesn't go on my calendar, it's not happening. Like because either something else will fill that spot or I will, you know, the day will go by and I'm like, oh my gosh, there was something I was supposed to do.
I knew there was something I was forgetting to do.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about your circles. So not specifically about your circles, but I love the idea of mentorship, right? So having somebody that you can look up to, whether it be in the industry or even outside of the industry, that helps us grow and become a better version of who we were yesterday. So do you have mentors that you lean into and collaborate with?
We do. So some of our very best friends are also insurance agents, as everyone knows, you know, and we spend a lot of time kind of brainstorming. She is a 100% boss babe. And she is one of my biggest rocks and biggest supporters. And we really lean on each other to do that. My husband, you know, Nick, he is a huge, I always say he's my number one fan. Anyone who knows him and listens to him talk, that is 100% true. He is my number one fan, and anything that I need, he is there to support and help with. My mother-in-law, you know, she is absolutely fantastic of being there when we need her, because she knows what it's like, because she grew this business into a large portion of what it is now. So yes, all sorts of people in all sorts of facets. You know, I coach middle school basketball. Few people know that, but coach girls middle school basketball. The coaches at the school who have been doing it a lot longer than I have are great resources. So I always tell people, lean in to others that have been doing things way longer than you have, because I guarantee you they're going to have an idea or they're going to know something that you don't. And they're going to be able to direct you in that. And there's enough to go around.
Absolutely.
To be like, well, I'm not talking to her because she's in the same business as I am. That's insane. Right. Lean into the people that are struggling or doing wonderful, the things that maybe you need help with.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the idea of collaboration over competition.
Yes.
1000%.
Perfectly set.
And you're right. Like, it's look to the people who are doing whatever your weakness is or whatever your challenge is. Look at somebody in the same industry who is doing that thing better than you are and ask for help. And in return, the flip side to that I will share is that make sure that you're doing that for others. If you see somebody who is struggling and in your same industry, reach out and be like, hey, I went through the exact same thing. Are you open to my helping you? Because that right there is the law of reciprocity. That will come back to you 100-fold, right? But I've met a lot of people who have said, well, I wouldn't give them my trade secrets. Why would I tell them what I do? And I'm like, why wouldn't you? Because that person succeeding and doing a good job in your industry gives you a better name. Versus imagine somebody, because there's always one bad apple. There's always one bad doctor out there who ruins it for the rest of us. There's always one bad insurance agent. There's always one bad tree cutter, whatever. I went to a B&I today and that's what they talked about. Make sure that you trust the people that you're hiring. So when you have all of these horror stories of people are doing the wrong thing in your industry, that's hurting you.
That's exactly right.
So reach out and, reach out and help somebody else because it'll just help you in the end. Anyway, that was my little soapbox. Sorry, I just literally 10 different people today said the same thing. And I was like, how about we just help them? How about we just say, hey, yes, I'll go back through and I'll fix whatever it was. But what about reaching out to that business and saying, hey, this is what happened. So in the future, maybe look at it from this perspective. So anyway. All right. So last question. What do you like to do for fun?
All sorts of stuff. Travel. Travel's number one. Love to travel. We spend a lot of time on the water. We have a boat, so we like to do that. My kids in sports. That is probably what makes me probably one of the happiest things, just watching them do what they love.
That's awesome.
That just super makes it. And of course, spending time with my awesome friends.
Yes, that doesn't hurt. So one last piece of advice that you would give to somebody who's listening?
Call your insurance agent, review your policies. Things are changing, costs are increasing. If you haven't done it a while, I would absolutely say that. And strategic hires, surround yourself with the right people.
Absolutely. So if somebody would like to send you their information and have their policy reviewed, how do they get a hold of you?
So two ways. One, you can call my office because remember, we always answer the phone, 804-739-9500, or you can email me, Shannon, typical spelling, at thespringeragency.com. And you can also visit our website.
Awesome. And the Springer Agency University, what is the website for that?
If you go to springeragency.com or thespringeragency.com, there's a link on there that says Springer University at the top, and that has all of our collection of videos so far.
I love it. So if you want to get educated about insurance and realize whether or not your insurance is up to par with what you need, you should definitely go check out those videos because they're light, they're nice little short tidbits. Like you said, 20 seconds, quick and easy. So it's not, you're not listening through an hour long lecture on life insurance.
No, because that would make anyone fall asleep.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to chat with me a little bit about life and business and how you're doing it all. And I'm super proud of you, my friend. So everybody else out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, stay fluid, my friends. I'm always cheering for you.